Kane and Bucks. Can't stop addicted to the shindig. Pull up your socks.
You could have run and intercepted that first goal.
I'm so done with this team.
So get out there and attempt to do as I ask.
If you don't want to defend, grab your bag and walk out.
Pull up your socks. For all-day comfort, everyday quality and everyday style. It has to be All-Day Socks by Underworks.
Sam at the team at Underworks will sort you out. Pull up your socks. Who needs to pull them up nice and high? 1-300-736-736. Bucks, why don't you start?
Yeah, I'm going to start with boundary umpires. Not them, because their socks are always up nice and high. But there was one particular decision there, I think with Waterman.
Yes.
Looked like it was out.
Looked like it was out.
Yeah, like from my lounge.
Looked like from my couch.
was that a field umpire that was running behind him, 31?
Yes.
Yeah, and he's not allowed to make the
Apparently
call.
Apparently not.
That's bizarre.
So pull your socks up for the rules.
Yeah, we need to adjust that. But the other part that has crept in is the criticism of boundary umpires and how far they throw the ball in. Now they are coached and asked to throw it in 18 metres. Newsflash, they don't hit the mark all the time. Mm. Sometimes it'll be 16.8, sometimes it'll be 19.5. But in the end, it's within 3 or 4 metres, and you do have a bad one, and it gets recalled.
Yep.
But 18 metres is what the boundary umpires are coached to throw the ball into, and the ruckmen need to adjust accordingly. Some of them don't like to give away front spot, the ruckmen, but I think we just need to recognise that it's not the boundary umpire who throws it short of ruckman half. Most of the time, it's the ruckman that are starting back further because they don't want to give away front
yeah,
position.
Yeah, so pull your socks up to the boundary umpire who couldn't see the ball in the crowd yesterday. But on the flip side, pull your socks up to the dopey ruckman. And I mentioned this on Classified on Monday. They start 40 metres back and the ball's going, to your point, I wasn't aware, 18 metres out.
So, you call Matty Primus dopey?
Yeah, they're all dopey. Like, okay, if you want to start 40 metres back from a ruck throw-in and the ball lands 5 metres in front of you, that's your fault. And all
Correct.
Of them are doing that.
The irony of that is that Brody Grundy was always a player who didn't want to take front spot.
Mm, none of them do.
And
really.
But in round zero, or opening round against Max Gorn, he was coached and was very keen on getting front spot against Max Gorn. It was a really effective tactic for him. So Dean Cox has obviously been one of the elite rucks of his generation, and I think he and Brody Grundy might be a good combo.
Mm, all right, pull yourself. I've just seen a bit of this seeping into commentary and analysis over the weekend that the teams that had poor years last year, and when looking at West Coast mainly, I don't want to hear that was a brave effort, okay? I don't want to hear, oh, geez, West Coast were brave today. West Coast are an elite football team with a lot of resources. The least they can do is bring effort, okay? So that is a given, okay? Can we just say with the Eagles, let's not commentate that they gave effort today and they were brave. They laid 35 tackles and they could not stop Port Adelaide's defensive transition. So if you hear anyone suggest that a team, could be North, could be West Coast, was brave today or they gave effort, pull your socks up, because that's the least you can do in an elite competition, and that should be a given. So pull your socks up there to a little bit of the analysis over the weekend. Troy's on the line. You want to speak about the away teams, Troy?
Yeah, morning, boys. The AFL footy department need to pull up their socks. Geelong opened a new stand at their home ground and the team's told to wear away shorts. Every photo in the history of the club will be compromised.
Not something that's ever got me that upset is what shorts teams wear.
No, but I can understand how supporters...
Will the photos be compromised because they're in a different colour short or...
Yeah.
No, will anyone
different coloured Guernseys over the years, but it's a small thing, but it's definitely something.
Does anyone look at the
Troy's not happy
premiers
with?
And whoever lost the coin toss to wear whatever Guernsey it is or whatever shorts and say, oh, it takes a bit away from our premiership because we were wearing white shorts on that day?
I don't think
diminished. So. I don't think so. Richard, who needs to pull their socks up?
Yeah, well, Marshall and the umpire stop in play for Marshall to put his boots on. I mean, he lost his boots on the other side of the field. Tilly threw them off the field because they were a tripping hazard. The runner picked it up, jogged it halfway to Marshall, gave it to Marshall. Instead of putting his boots on, he's waving down to the umpire, "Hey, stop it for me, stop it for me." Runs over, gets involved in the play and goes, "Oh, well, I can't put my boots on." Throws it on the ground for people to trip over again. And so, rightly, Grime Myers throws his boots away and says, "Get that crap out of here." And then the umpire says, "Oh, no, 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 we'll hold it up for you to put your boots on. You can't be throwing it away." He shouldn't have brought it over to begin with. He's a grown man. Put his boots on.
Pull your socks up to Rowan Marshall for losing his boot.
There is something there. Like, we stop the game now for injured players. Like, that was never, if you copped a knock, unless you were in the middle of the play or it was a serious injury, play didn't stop.
Fair game.
And when you lost your boot, you remember how frustrating that was? Like, the game would be going on around you, or you'd either be running around with like one boot on and like getting a wet sock, or
I got to say,
it's never happened here.
My boot never fell off.
I used to tie them up.
My dad was always big on that.
And used to wrap them with the electrical tape. Yeah. Yeah. Well, the electrical tape was no good because the ball would slip off it, but the elastoplast stuff was good.
All right. Frank, who needs to pull their socks up?
Hey, boys.
Who you got?
Frank.
A friendly boo to you, Bucks, too.
friendly boo.
You're a disgrace, Frank.
The one that really disappointed me and really need to pull their socks off was St Kilda's kicking the position. It was atrocious. I don't know how many times they had big opportunities and they turned it over to the opposition. They could have been right in that game if they'd kicked. I can probably pick about six times where they were bringing in the forward line, they were kicking it straight to bloody Geelong. It was a disgrace. They need to pull their socks up.
Fair point. I reckon St Kilda would be a bit disappointed not being in that game earlier, and Adelaide the same against Gold Coast. So it's two sides that came home late, but too little too late, and you just don't get them back. You don't get those opportunities.
Frank, hope you love your golf because you've won a $100 voucher from Adidas Golf. The new Tour 360 24 golf shoe is available now at adidas.com.au. You're with Kane and Bucks this morning.